Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, everyone, to another wonderful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. Savitri is on a very important journey this week and will be back with us soon. But in the meantime, I have a fantastic, very interesting guest with me today, and her name is Maryam Karim. And Maryam is from Iran. She was born in Iran, and she came to the United States when she was 17. She became a chiropractor at the age of 23 and has worked as a chiropractor and nutritionist for the last 30 years, as well as an activist for anti-circumcision and vaccinations. She has also organized protests against the Iraq War for over 5 years in the Marin County, California region, and has had her own health program on Persian TV for over 5 years. Maryam has also written a health column for a major Persian newspaper for 8 years, and she is completing her work on 4 books, which cover health, evolutionary revolution, why you should skip high school, and the role of women in waking our world up. And it is this last sentence, or this last topic, that I'm most interested in, and we'll touch upon the others. So she, and most importantly, she is the mother of a 16-year-old daughter who is in junior college. Maryam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mona.
You're quite an accomplished woman, and I was so pleased to have met you so that this show could come about, because I've always been interested in women from other cultures, especially in that part of the region. And I wanted to start the show by asking you what it was like growing up as a girl in Iran.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm very, very happy to be with you today. And as a Persian woman, when I look at my background growing up in Iran, there are two things that come up for me the most important. First of all, I grew up in an Islamic patriarchal society, within which the girls don't have rights to have boyfriends. Breaking the virginity is like one of the biggest sins. Even in the modern societies, you cannot talk about it. It's for sure you're marked after that. If you even talk about it, or if you want to have a boyfriend, it's really a no-no in the society. And especially then, back then, 30 years ago, of course, it was much more. In the modern society of Iran, things are changed. But for me, growing up in Iran, believe it or not, since very, very, very young age, I always felt the pressure of patriarchy. It was always so wrong for me that how could be a society that if a man achieved anything, they attributed it to his male powers. If he had a girlfriend or more than one wife, it was because he was a powerful man. But a girl didn't have a lot of rights. So that was in the major, big society. But then you come back to my own life, in my own family, and you'll see that when I was born, my father celebrated for 3 days. He was dancing that God had given him a girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it was so amazing. He was just praying to God, and he really believed in Islam, and he called me Maryam after the mother of Jesus, because she's the most powerful symbol in the whole Quran. She is more important than Jesus, believe it or not.
Wow, never heard that view of that.
Yes, it is. Maryam has a chapter in Quran where you cannot see it in any other books. And in that way, it's very interesting. Not that I believe in religions at all. And right now, I absolutely go against all religions because I think that's one of the reasons that humanity is where it is. Yet my father was a very liberated religious person. He totally loved having a girl. And he sent me here at the age of 17, and he adored me and put me on the pedestal my entire childhood.
Wow, even though I was lucky.
I was so lucky, and I am very lucky. And at the same time, I would have no right to have any boyfriends or even think about not being a virgin until I married. So it's that duality that existed all the time.
How did he, obviously he was in the minority over there, being one that supported women, especially you. How did he have trouble in society with his male friends because he was so pro-woman?
I know, because his pro-woman character was really in the family. He worshipped my mother. He put my mother on the pedestal, and completely to the day that he died, he worshipped her. He was just that type of a person, so I was very lucky. Yet he grew up in a family that all the sisters were completely covered, their faces and everything. No one except their sons or their husband could see their faces. So he was a very, very liberated man. I'm very lucky for that.
Very. So how did you develop your sense of, you know, patriarchal just isn't for me, or your irritation towards patriarchy? How, if you grew up in such a wonderful cocoon of a family, what developed that?
Well, it was very obvious in the whole society that males have it going for them. It was when a boy had girlfriends, they will call him. Okay, when a boy is born in a Persian or Middle Eastern society, everyone celebrates big time. So I will see that always in a big, big society. Maybe I didn't see it in my own family, but in the big society, it was very, very obvious. And they call a boy golden penis.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, they call a boy golden penis, but a girl is in the villages, or not in the capital city, but a less modern type, a girl is a shame. And then as the girl is growing up, of course, it's harder and harder for her to express herself. In the modern society, the girls are expressing themselves. There are orgies going on all over Iran secretly. And one of the biggest surgeries in Iran is the sewing of the hymen back
really?
Together.
Still?
Yes. One of the biggest surgeries.
Oh, my God. Up until what age does that happen?
Whoever that have lost their virginity, they will just go in and sew their hymen. So when they get married, or the next possible man that they're with, they pretend as if like they're virgins.
So even adult women will do that over there, even now, today?
Well, no. Unless, I mean, if you know that a woman has been married, you don't need to do that. It's just
right.
for the women who are not married.
Yeah.
And of course, after the Islamic society has taken over, you know, whenever there is oppression in the air, things go against it, and the women start doing other things. Right now, my cousin came from Iran after 20 years that I had not seen him, and he alone by himself had gone through 250 women.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, meaning that he had slept with 250 women, and the guy is only 38 years old. So there is a lot of sexual activities going on, but it's all behind the scenes. A woman cannot talk about her sexual activities. A woman really doesn't have a right.
Wow. So how do they, is there any other way that they can express their femininity? I mean, obviously that is just like the worst way possible to just say that that's how they're going to express themselves. There's no other way that they can they have, obviously there is a modern part of Iran right now where women can hold jobs. But
yes, yes. Of course, as we talked a little bit in our little conversation that we had in Chicago, women all over the world in modern societies are stepping up to jobs, and they're doctors and they're dentists and they're engineers. In that way, women are growing in modern societies all over the world. Yet what I see is this. From all those modern women who are stepping into these quote-unquote important jobs, most of those women are, as I said, they are Botoxed.
Yes.
One out of three women in a modern society in Iran has a nose job.
Wow.
One out of five women in the modern society of Iran has liposuction or something like that, or a facelift going on. When you go into the modern society and you see, like, even if you covered half of your hair, the rest of the hair that's coming out is blonde. Then
oh
you
God.
Go on the Persian TV, which is not even inside of Iran, but from broadcasting from U.S. or Europe or anywhere, you see most of the women who come on those programs are blonde.
Wow. Wow, we're going to take a break here, but I want to continue this fascinating conversation right after we come back. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be back.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Thank you. Welcome back to our second segment with Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona. And again, Savitri is off on a very important journey and will be back with us soon. And my guest today is Maryam Karim, and she is a chiropractor in Marin County, California. And she is was born in Iran, and our conversation has been focused on women in Iran and what it was like to grow up for her, but also the current state of what's happening with women currently in that country. And right before the break, you were giving us, Maryam, some statistics about what the women are doing to themselves with Botox and liposuction. And right before the break, you were saying that there's a huge percentage of them that are dyeing their hair blonde. And I wanted to ask you, what is behind this? What is fueling these types of procedures and behavior?
Well, there are many things. First of all, the first thing that I'm writing about and I'm going to be talking about in my One Woman show is our separation from our own original power as women.
Yes.
Half of the human species is women. But why is it that most of the systems that we have created on this planet are male-oriented, male-created, and most of the decisions of major, major things that are going to happen in our lives, including how we're going to have children, what are the surgical procedures for children, what are the procedures for beauty, who is behind the entire mass media of telling people what's the truth and what's not the truth, all of that is established behind closed doors, and those decisions are made by men.
Yes.
All of the major decisions of our world anywhere is made behind closed doors by men. Yet about 1% of 1% of those men, which is mostly from the white superior societies, or at least that's what they think they are, is ruling the entire world. And one of the biggest agendas for the people who are controlling our world is for sure that half of the human society needs to be muted and not in its power. And what is easier to be than that for women to be that group? Because since not the beginning of the time, but since the beginning of the agricultural societies and the beginning of the religions, women have been subdued. I mean, we can go back all the way to Adam and Eve, or that story, which I think has misled humanity into subduing half of its majority, which are women, into a position of secondary beings on earth. Our story starts there. It's behind all the religious control. And I feel, and I know, based on all the research that I have done and a lot of other people have done, that the beginning of the religious control of the world has been done, and it has started at the beginning of the agricultural societies by the people who are controlling our world, and to make Eve coming from the rib of Adam. That means she is secondary. She doesn't have an existence. So if you go based on religious background, which separates us from nature, because nature doesn't work that way, which
right.
animal comes from the rib of another animal in the first place?
Great point.
Yes. And so, uh-huh.
What I was going to ask you is, in your view, what is it that... what are they so afraid of in women that they have to work so hard to subdue them? I have my own thoughts, but I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm sure my thoughts are matched with your thoughts, because women, the women in the world, all of us know what the truth is. The woman power is so, so, so important. That's why all of the ancient societies, all the information really about how humanity has been since the beginning of the time, meaning from the prehistoric time all the way to 5000 BC, during those societies, according to many, 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 many sources, most of the societies of the world were horizontal power societies. Horizontal power societies are when the society grows horizontally, meaning the women were in the center as power givers, and then the power shared horizontally between everyone. That means it was an equal distribution of power everywhere. According to most of this information, there actually were never, ever matriarchal societies, meaning women overruled the men.
Yes.
Never existed. It was all horizontal societies. So what the men are really scared of in the modern society is the loss of power to the women, because we have the power of creation and giving birth, and we actually care for what is going on to our children, what's going on to our husbands, what's going on the planet Earth. We are connected to the Earth.
Yes.
So I think the fear that men have in our societies, and since the agricultural conditioning and the religious conditioning, is that if they give up their power and if patriarchy goes away, matriarchy will come on. And that's just propaganda by the system, by the history, which we call his story. All the story before this time was destroyed, burned. In the medieval times, all the witches were burned. So none of that information exists. If that information existed, we will know that we lived in horizontal, life-giving, power-sharing, partnership societies.
Was that ever in the Quran, or do you think that was that deleted out of the Quran, that the part about women and their power?
I don't think any of that is in any of the religious books.
Do you think it was at one time, or it just never made it in there to begin with?
I don't think so, because most of the stories of Quran are the same as Bible and the Judaism, the Torah of the Judaism. It's all the same stories. It starts from Adam and Eve, the same exact story. It's never about women having really any power. And the religions, I think, were created, and I feel and I know, were created by the powers of control in the world, because they absolutely are the blueprint for people being disabled to think by themselves.
Yes.
I mean, look at it. If we are the children of the sin, because a woman committed a sin in the divine order or the divine heavens, so if we are the children of sin, we are here to live that sin and to try to clear it. It's a very wrong story.
It is a very wrong story, and I can assure you, if Savitri was here, she would be completely agreeing and adding to that. And I do agree with everything that you just said in terms of why men are so afraid of female power, is because we do care, and we do care about everybody, and we want the best for everybody, and we're not necessarily interested in ruling a society just for our own well-being. We are interested in ruling society for everybody's well-being. And it's fascinating to hear in this, it's just, I could say we have so much freedom here in the United States as women, and not that there's not similar freedoms in the modern part of Iran right now, but that society is just, I think it's more polarized, where it's still so much more prone to keep women in their place, even though there are freedoms. And so because you're an unusual, I think you're in the minority in terms of helping women wake up in their thought process. Is there anything over in Iran that helps women think about their power a different way? Are there any organizations? Is there any conversation about how they can be different?
Of course it is. And first of all, it's not that I really think that the women here are really, really emancipated and living in freedom. As a Persian woman, I see the same thing that is going on in Iran. Like the Islamic Republic Society of Iran was set up by the European and American secret powers in Iran more than 30 years ago. Most of the Middle East is controlled by the controlling powers of the world, and coups and revolutions and those type of things are happening in most of these societies to bring them back to the time of more control of their population.
Yes, I agree. Yes,
so like, for example, a lot of people turn back and tell me, oh, if you're not happy with the society here, why don't you go back to your own country? And I say, look, in the 1950s, before I was born, my country was going towards freedom like you could not even believe it. Our oil was going to be nationalized all over. Women were free going to universities. There were all kinds of creative things going on in the society. But then what happened? Through a CIA coup, a dictator was set up in Iran, the Shah of Iran, and his father, who gave women the liberty. We were all wearing mini skirts, and lots of things was going on all over. All my childhood, I never had to cover myself up at all, ever.
Wow.
Yet never. I mean, we were very liberated. Yet at the same time, there were so many political prisoners. There were torture houses all over, built by CIA. Okay,
yes.
So why would such a thing be set by the United States in a country like that with very, very huge history of liberation and lots of things in the Persian kingdom?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break here. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned to Sisters Talk Radio to this very important subject today. We'll be right back.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425- 451-0404.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have a fascinating guest. Her name is Miriam, and we've been talking about women in Iran and also the role of women in the world today and how important it is that women begin to wake up to help turn our world around. And Miriam, one of the comments that we were talking about is that the deep feminine nature is deep asleep in women. And I wanted to have you speak to that and how you see we could wake that up and how are you seeing it being woken up?
Okay. Well, I think it is a very, very important time right now for women to wake up and for us to wake up. And it's not just the women in women bodies, but also the feminine within every man in the world needs to wake up if
yes.
we really want to save this planet.
Yes.
I think the male of the world are very, very lonely, very lonely. And that's one of the reasons for their aggression, their reason for dropping the bombs and creating all these nuclear activities all over the world is because the woman that lives on their side, whether it's in the form of their sisters, their mothers, their wives, or their lovers, or their daughters, are not taking their powerful place that they need to take in order to guide them. A man needs the guidance of a woman, or he will go berserk. He
Which
will
is
do
what's
all
happening.
Yes, this is exactly what's happening. I often think, what is going on with a man, a young man, who is sitting in a jet fighter and is just getting ready right now to drop like few bombs on top of IT. I'm sorry about this thing that comes on my phone sometimes.
Yeah, no worries.
Call
we can't hear it.
Okay. So that man is going through such an aggression and then almost doesn't feel anything about it, needs a woman power on his side to wake him up. So if us as women are in deep sleep, meaning that we're trying to just fit into the male societies, we live in the houses that are made by men, in designs that are made by men, our teaching systems and everything is taught and led and designed by men, we are not really playing our role. So we need to start waking up in a way of remembering that we are half of the human population. And if we sleep if we stay quiet with what's going on in our world, the aggression in the world is going to become more and more and more and more. And for us to be in our power is not how good we look outside of us, so we are doing all these things to look much better to the eyes of the men, but it is about how good and powerful we feel inside of ourselves, how we are taking control over 60,000 negative mindset that is going on in all of the thoughts every day in our minds that are self-sabotaging thoughts that are taught to us by our cultures, by our religions, by history, and all the education system that is existent on Earth.
Yes. How are you raising your... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We need to just remember that in all the ancient society, including the American Indian societies, there was no decision that was made without passing through a circle of women or elderly women or wise women. If societies like that existed, then our notion of that humanity has been in a war zone and violence since the beginning of time is dropped. It is not true. We are peaceful species, especially when women are waking up to their powers. We are half of the evolutionary force on this planet. Evolution has been going on inside all of us for millions of years. There's no way that we have to give up. We need to guide our men by loving them so much. We are going to guide them that violence is not their way. And
yes,
they can have our love if they can calm down and start working with us in partnership societies. You said, how am I raising my daughter?
Yes.
I'm raising her with no concepts of religion.
Beautiful.
And all the concepts of spirituality, but not in the form of there's God up there in heavens and we have to be fine, but with the spirituality factors of, look, we are the universe, we are powerful beings, we are ancient souls, we are the byproducts of the star formations, we are star children, and we are very empowered in this world. That's why I pulled her out of the high school system and I put her in college at 16 also.
Wow. You know, I wanted to go back to this concept that you said about, in order for societies to be more balanced, that decisions that were made would be run by a council of women. How do you, let's say we have, for the listeners listening, they're in a traditional relationship where the man has the power. How would you encourage a woman to start having that conversation? What would you tell her to start raising herself out of that deep sleep so that that conversation could be possible, maybe not right away, but at some point? What would you tell her?
Well, I think the first thing for all of us to pay attention to is that without our participation, this world is going towards very fast destruction. It's a very negative thought, of course, and if we don't want to go there, yet at the same time, we have to really come to our powers that men in our world need our help. And more than anything, they need our true love. And the true love is not, it doesn't have to be a nice woman love. It can be a tough love. And in order for us to do that, we need to know that stepping into that power, it needs us to shift our ways.
Yes.
Rather than giving into the new ways of that, okay, I need another Botox to look beautiful, today I'm going to look at my husband or my partner and say, look, I am beautiful all the way inside out. I'm a radiate being. I am power of nature in the female form, and I'm here to complete you as a man. I have the power. What I say is important, and it is time that we start shifting this. I want to love you even more in that way.
Beautifully well said. Even more. So when they, because women have, I can't tell you how many women I have spoken to that, you know, they had a feeling something was wrong in the relationship, or they had a feeling that they didn't want this particular decision to be carried out, yet they stayed silent. And you're basically saying, speak up to that feeling. Maybe not speak up to it out of anger, but just start practicing speaking up in that relationship to those small decisions. Is that what you would recommend to women?
I think that's what I would recommend. I put something on Facebook yesterday that said that there was this older woman holding a sign in a protest, and it was saying, I didn't come from your rib. You came out of my vagina.
Oh, interesting. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah, so yeah, you see how simple that is. It's like just a very, very little information about the power of the woman. Who are we? We are not Eve that caused the sin of the humanity. We are Eve, the completing force of the universe. We are the yin to complete the yang. Without us, the yang doesn't exist.
Yes. And
we have to come to that Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Without that balance, our human societies will go deeper and deeper into more wars, more brainwashing by the media, the killing of our animals, factory animals all over the world, more prisons. Unless we come, and then we don't want to hit the floor before we wake up. It is time for women of the world to wake up. We are very powerful creatures. I mean, the men of the world live to be with us, and they also live to have our power by their side and around them and in them. Without us, they're going berserk. They're very, very lonely. They don't have much guidance because our brains work differently than their brains. Our brains, the two hemispheres of our brains, are connected through so many neurons that makes the left and right side of the brain really in connection with each other all the time. Whereas in the male brain, the neurons are way less than us, and that's why they think more linear. And just because they think more linear, our societies are built on linear perception right now, all of them. And us as women are living within those perceptions of linearness, and we're losing our holistic selves to be linears, meaning high heel shoes. We can't even walk in them. They're paralyzing our feet.
Yes.
And then liposuction, are you kidding me? If you go through a nose surgery or liposuction, you know what a torture it is. Why would we go through those things? We can be very, very beautiful just remembering how powerful we are.
I love that. And we are going to pick up with that conversation on our last segment. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Miriam and Mona, and we'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this last segment of Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona, and my guest is Miriam, and we're having a very important conversation about women's power. And before the break, we were talking about women's sexuality and how that it's not wrong to have sexuality, but it's just using it in the right way. And if you can pick up that conversation, Miriam, about being sexy, but also, since this is our last segment, what is the solution? How do we get women to change their thinking?
Okay, so going back to sexuality, you know, at the beginning of the feminist movement all over the world, women started actually to let go with their sexuality, and everyone became a labor force for the elite to have more people working for them. And so we started just becoming equal with men by going to the work field rather than being women at home and doing our herbal things and healing and loving and all that. I think sexuality in all of its forms is one of our birthrights. The sexuality is something given to us by nature. It's beautiful. But yet sexuality is the energy that a woman creates from inside out, being the sister universe, being the mother universe, the giving universe of beauty from inside out, making our world beautiful. When sexuality becomes just about pretension and doing all these things to reform ourselves and change ourselves to become sexy into a male powered world, then it doesn't work really, and it's not effective. It doesn't matter what a good boob job I have. It's not going to change the destiny of this world. But if I come from inside out with my beauty, with my sexuality, with really wanting to do something voluptuously incredible in this world, which is my role as a woman, meaning bringing my child up the best that I can so it's not brainwashed by the society. If she's a female, she will have power. And if it's a male, he's not going to think dysfunctional by thinking that a woman is created secondary to him. If I can come from that space, I can have it all. I could be sexual, I could be beautiful, in whatever form, in whatever size, in whatever color that I am as a woman.
And you can have your say.
Exactly, and you can have your say. It's very, very important when you look at, for example, American Indians or the ancient societies. The women were beautiful. They had all kinds of ornaments on themselves. They were in their really powerful beingness. Yet they were also making all the decisions. No decision could pass by them. No war would happen. No peace would happen. No anything would happen without the women saying yes or no to it. And usually there were no wars there.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. How can we shift? What's the solution? How can we shift women's thinking here in the United States? And anyone listening to this?
I think one of the most important books that every one of us should read is The Chalice and the Blade, Our History and Our Future by Ryan Eisler. That's a very, very important book. And there is another book, When God Was a Woman, which is a very, very important book. Because most of this history is really vanished purposely from our history, so we don't even remember who we are. It is our time to wake up. One of the things that helped me so much, though, one of the mental things that I did recently with my daughter that really helped me, was to listen to Your Wish is Your Command, which is a series of CDs that done by Kevin Trudeau. It's a man teaching, but it has nothing to do with that, because both a man and a woman can teach most amazing secrets of our human potential. When I listen to these series of CDs, which I see also you have an indication of that on your website,
yes,
it really shifted me, because as a woman, I could see growing up in a society that Muslim-oriented and patriarchal, and then coming over here and see, like, okay, the surface is like we're free, but we're not really free. Still, I was suffering from 60,000 negative thoughts that were not under my control. When I listened to these tape sets, it really helped me by really laser focusing my brain on what is it that I want. And what is it that I want more than anything else, not just as a woman, but as a being that is living on this planet and cares, is that I want to be in my power.
Exactly.
And this power, yeah, and this power is not the superiority or hierarchical power, but the power that I owe to myself and I owe to this world. And it really helped me, and also my daughter. Our life shifted after that, because we're not going to do the negative thinking anymore.
Beautiful.
And I my advice to all my sisters is that please, even if you're religious, consider to question why these religions have been built and why we are under such a psychotic control of these religious things that even if we're not aware of them, they're really controlling us. They put us right beside a man, under a man, and it doesn't give us what we are. And if you go and look at the biology, we will see that it's the egg that makes the decision of which sperm she has to choose. We have the power of choice. The choice,
yes,
is with us. Once we give the choice to men, so they choose what systems are working for us or what is it that we need to do, we already have lost the game. We have the power from our eggs outwards. We
Beautiful.
Have the power.
And I wanted to tell our listeners that Miriam mentioned this CD set, Your Wish is Your Command, and I want to offer this to my listeners that if you would like to listen to that CD set, I will lend it to you for 2 weeks. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States. Email me at mona@sisterstalkradio.com and truly, truly be open-minded and listen to this very important set of CDs, because it will help you shift your thinking. And it's our thinking and coupled with our feeling from that comes from our heart center that is needed to help us wake up from this deep feminine sleep that Miriam has spoken about. And Miriam, we have just a few, we have a little bit more time, but what would you like to leave our listeners with? What thoughts would you want them to be left with?
I want more than anything else in the world for a revolutionary evolution or an evolutionary revolution to happen all over the world. I want to see sisters, mothers of all different societies all over the world to join together and through peaceful actions all over the world say to the women, their partners in the world, that, hey, we're here to love you even deeper, and we're going to love you now by stepping in our powers and reminding each other that we are powerful and we care for our spaceship Earth right now. It has few huge fires going on all over it. We are here as feminine nature to quiet down these fires by our care, by the deep care that is inside all of us. And we are not going to give up until that day that we see that the fires of the world are actually turned off because we decided today to come our power. And what is it we want more than anything else in this world? Is that we recognize that we are the children of the universe, whether we are in the male form or in the female form. And we have come here to help each other. There is no way that we can live in the greedy hierarchical orders that we have created in this world by living in our fear. this is time for all of us as women to give up our fear. What is worse than losing our planet and humanity to whatever we're losing it to? We are already there. So might as well right now choose love over fear. And the tough love is for us to let go with what the society is telling us is important for us, the Beautiful. Superficiality and the pretension, and come back to our inner resources and know that without our completion, the men of the world cannot do it. We cannot give it to them anymore to make the decisions.
Beautiful.
The choice is with us.
Beautiful. And every, I hope every woman hears this. I'm going to have the archive of this show up shortly. Please share it with every woman you know. Thank you, Miriam. Thank you. I'll love to have you back on the show again soon. It has been a beautiful hour. Thank you so much.
Thank
and everyone
so much.
Listening, have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.